Time now for our Thursday look at the cash grain market. Bill Mayer, Rochag Marketing out of Lexington, joins us. Good afternoon to you, Bill.
Good afternoon, Todd.
Let's start with the cash price of corn this afternoon. I was looking at the average yesterday, about a dime, 12 cents below $3. And do you think we can expect that to be the case as we go right into harvest season?
Oh, I think we're going to see the volatility pick up over the next week or so as we get into the prior to the report. I think we're, that's probably a reasonable expectation to think that we're going to stay 20 cents on either side of that $3 mark probably for a while.
And what did you make of the action in Chicago today?
Well, I think there was a pretty good reaction to the stone number. That was kind of a surprise. I looked at that yesterday evening a little bit on a state-by-state basis, and it's really hard to have a lot of argument. They've got Illinois, you know, close to the record yields of 2004, and Iowa about like last year, and Minnesota down substantially, and Ohio down. So, you know, it looks reasonable from what, you know, as Dan was saying, what the weather and the rainfall amounts have been.
The fall off in Minnesota could be problematic, I would think, for the supply side of the marketplace. This is one of the first years that really the whole of demand was looking for that state to produce a lot of corn.
Yeah, we could see some unusual movement here this year with the central, basically a central part of the belt with good yields in some of the western, northwestern areas and the Ohio area. Not very good yield. We could see some movement that we haven't seen.
So you're talking about train values and trains going to the west.
Yeah, that's possible. It won't happen for a while because you will have enough corn to, you know, meet demand for the first part of the year.
It's been a while since we've had a rain here in central Illinois. How are things holding on where you are?
Oh, they still look very good. Corn's, you know, moving along and we could possibly see some harvest, I think, in 40 days down the road, something like that after Labor Day. So it looks good. We could sure use a shower, though.
And the values for the basis change much in the last 2 days?
No, really. The corn was slightly better through the week. Processors were a little bit better. On the beans, we're in the process here of moving from the versus the August to versus the November, and as they've done that, they haven't taken the full 24-cent spread there. So basis has really improved pretty significantly on the beans this week.
And what are your bids for the day?
294 on the cash corn, 759 on beans.
We appreciate you being with us.
Thanks, Todd.
That's Bill Mayer with Rochag Marketing out of Lexington, Illinois. Joins us here in the closing mark report that happens on Thursday afternoons. In 2 minutes, we'll take a look at the agriculture weather forecast with meteorologist Peter Levitt. The regional newscast comes up right now.